3. Wren. Where to look. Tangled undergrowth, low down. When to look, all year. What to look for. Tiny, tawny bird. Cocky tail. What to listen for. Astonishing volume. The wren is one of the smallest birds in Britain, and possibly the loudest. If it fails to be quite the loudest, it's not for lack of effort. Like a pugnacious dwarf, the wren positively shouts at you. It is the shortest bird in Europe, if you take into account its traditional cocked tail posture. They are astonishingly small, 9 centimetres long, 13 centimetres wingspan. They are great skulkers and lurkers, and yet everything about their character, as we perceive it, is strong, feisty, bold and in-your-face. They adapt to human surroundings pretty well, but then they adapt to just about everything pretty well, except very hard weather. And even this does not defeat them. The survivors will breed in huge numbers when the better weather comes and make good their losses. They're extraordinarily abundant little birds. You can find them on the coast, up in the mountains, in woods, and on farmland, parks, and gardens. All they insist on is a decent amount of low vegetation. That thing about lowness is important. You hardly ever need to look up for a wren. You almost always have to look down. Thickets, brambles, clumps, undergrowth, tangles, and man-made stuff like hedges and shrubberies too. They are fond of the shady places behind sheds and greenhouses. They like it thick and dense, and because they are so ridiculously small, wrens can squeeze in and make a living where other birds are disbarred because of their size. Wrens are just about the best exploiters of the smallness niche in Britain. They are not all that easy to see, so perhaps you think it was mean of me to put them here so early, before you've really warmed up. But they are among the first birds you learn once you begin to use your eyes and ears a bit more effectively. That's mostly because they are everywhere. Think small, think low, think dense, and you have found your wren. And think loud. An outburst, a positive explosion of song from about near...